It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The midterm vote in Wisconsin happens November 6th. As part of our series of candidate interviews, we're going to have a discussion with Will Losch, the independent candidate for lieutenant governor. Will Losch is an independent candidate for the election. He teaches American history and government at Rhinelander High School. In 2010, he ran for Wisconsin's 34th Assembly District as a Libertarian candidate. He faces Green Party candidate Tiffany Anderson, Libertarian candidate Patrick Baird, Democratic candidate Mandela Barnes, and Republican incumbent Rebecca Clayfish. Will, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning.
Why are you running to be lieutenant governor?
I'm running to give our state citizens a different choice, primarily other than a candidate that has a D or an R by their name.
So you're running. Go ahead.
And I believe in Dr. Turnbull's message and her platform that we've crafted together.
You're running against four other people in the midterms. Again, Green Party candidate Tiffany Anderson, Libertarian Patrick Baird, Democrat Mandela Barnes, and Republican incumbent Rebecca Clayfish. What sets you apart from the others?
Good question. I think a lot of them, they're following a party platform. Dr. Turnbull and I don't have a single platform, and really our main message is we want to govern differently. We don't drastically change the state constitution and throw out tons and tons of laws. We're not coming from just a single issue, but really we're focused on how we govern. That's our biggest concern. Like a lot of people, we see increased polarization. We feel that we're in a system right now that's a winner-take-all, and so that means any given election, about half our neighbors feel irked until the next election. And so we're looking to shift that we don't think a single caucus should dictate our legislation. And so having an independent governor, I think, is going to force some more compromise at the legislative level.
So how does your experience, do you think, prepare you for this office?
That's a great question. I think my role as a history teacher and a government teacher, certainly I can't go into the classroom and have a single platform agenda. I don't seek to persuade my students to have the same viewpoint as me in terms of politics or how they view history. It's about building good arguments, finding evidence, and then them really discovering their own voices. So in that sense, I don't have any skin in the game in trying to convert my students to a single political party. I want them to explore things in depth. I want them to learn to listen to each other and then understand where everybody's coming from. And I imagine if we legislated the same way, where we had D's and R's sitting at the table trying to understand where they come from and let that voice be part of the process, I think we'd end up with legislation that isn't trying to be undone by the other party when they get control of power, but legislation that's more pragmatic and works for more people.
You talked about the winner-take-all politics. Some have called it the scorched-earth politics that we currently see, not just at the state level, but the national level. You said you want to, and Dr. Turnbull, want to change that. But this is a pretty entrenched system, and there's a lot of money behind it. How would you change it?
It's very entrenched, and, I think, if our wildest dreams came true, we'd be looking at moving the needle, a degree or two, and then see where that goes. One thing that we're looking to draw some attention to that won't apply to this election, but it could to future elections, would be something like ranked order voting. Just even the way we vote and choose our leaders. Why do we have to pick just the one that we think is a winner take all? If, for example, this November, instead of picking just one lieutenant governor or one governor, what if you could rank them, 1 to 3, 1 to 4, if you wanted to rank all of them? That gives us a little bit more of a nuanced voice. And then the way that's done, I believe the state of Maine and some smaller municipalities around the country have done this with some success, is if nobody takes 50%, then the bottom candidate, whoever got the lowest, is removed, and then the people that voted for that person on the bottom, who they voted for number two, gets those votes. And then you look, did somebody get 51%? So it's a little bit of a different nuance. It's not you know, it doesn't feel quite as winner-take-all scorched earth. Mm-hmm. So ideas like that we'd like to introduce.
What do you think Wisconsin's biggest challenge is right now?
Oh, that's a good one. There's a lot of them. Unfortunately, I don't. It's been hard to watch a single party in control for a number of years here and just kind of run through more of a national agenda, an agenda that I think has diminished Wisconsin voices. I don't know if there's a single one, but I'd list a couple. I think our education funding is extremely flawed, not only the amount that we've diverted from public schools, but even the size of the pie that we do have is not distributed equally. Infrastructure challenges. I think there's been, despite what Republicans like to say on the campaign trail and take pride in local control, I think we've seen a seizing of local control under the Walker administration, both with, you know, if we look at issues, again, like education or even mining ordinances. And then, unfortunately, we've taken the role of science out of the DNR. And so I think there's certainly some concerns about our natural resources, everything from water quality to the quality of our deer herd. And so it just begs the question what's behind some of these shifts, although I think a lot of citizens have an idea of what's behind it.
Well, what do you think is behind these shifts?
I think a lot of it comes down to it could either be money in some cases. It's simply politics of, you know, entrenched systems of school funding formula that benefits growing suburban areas. And so there's no interest to change that. I think some of it is just dogma. I think, I hate to echo probably some talking points of a lot of radio and some of the media, but the GOP's just kind of criticism of science or lack of looking at that and seeming like intellectual is a bad word is just, it's not good for any of us. It's not good for certainly the deer hunters up in my neck of the woods and people that are connected to the land and either have their livelihood or their recreation highly connected to it.
Wisconsin's Constitution doesn't give the lieutenant governor a lot of authority. How would you use what authority does exist in that office to make a difference in Wisconsin?
Well, I would hope to collaborate with Dr. Turnbull. I know different lieutenant governors have had different roles. I've enjoyed part of our campaign. I'll be honest, a lot of my life has been kind of business as usual. Working and, you know, not changing my day job at all. But one of the things I've enjoyed about our campaign more than anything are we converse and talk about issues quite a bit and have in-depth conversations. So I would trust I would have a role in that capacity, but then it would also be just simply traveling around the state listening to constituents. I think, if I can be the eyes and ears for an administration like that and travel and listen and bring information back. I think that'd be consistent with a good chunk of what I've done for my living as a teacher.
Will Loesch is an independent candidate for independent governor in Wisconsin. Will, 8 years ago, you ran for Wisconsin's 34th Assembly District as a Libertarian. Now you're running for a lieutenant governor as an independent. Why the switch from Libertarian to independent?
I'm no longer a libertarian. I certainly still have an appreciation for libertarian ideas. I still believe deep down a good chunk of the population is libertarian-ish. I think the vast majority of us on any given issue or even kind of in a big picture tend to have a live and let live attitude that we realize we shouldn't all be the same as our neighbors, that we want to be responsible with money. But yet we want to have the freedom to kind of act and pursue our own interests. And so that's appealing. I left the Libertarian Party more than anything because of their position on climate change and environmental issues. I think the Libertarian Party does a lot of things really well and a lot of things right, but I think they're getting caught up in their own dogma and theory. And I believe that government has a practical role in solving some of our most challenging problems. So in that sense, I'm not... Good libertarians aren't anti-government, but they want that government shrunk to the smallest possible size, I think, and I'm not in that camp, and I wasn't in 2010 either. I think government needs to be big enough to meaningfully contribute to problem solving and not create problems. And that may also mean, you know, keeping business in check, you know, generally staying out of the way of business. But if business becomes abusive and is exploiting the citizens of an area, then government needs to at least be big enough and strong enough to check that when needed.
Well, what message would you like to leave us with today?
You know, I would invite all my neighbors to consider beyond DNR, not the DNR, the government body, but the Democrat and Republican. You know, I talk to my students a lot. We do a number of surveys and realize that, you know, we aren't so simplistic where we just fit into these two camps. There's a variety of, you know, different subgroups. And I would just invite my neighbors to check that out, including those in the middle, the moderates or the independents, conservative Democrats. And if you look hard enough in there, you're going to find Dr. Turnbull and I. And we invite you to give us a consideration.
It's a good place to leave it. Will Loesch, independent candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. For more information about the Lieutenant Governor's race and everything else on your ballot, visit wisconsinvote.org. I'm John Munson. This is The Morning Show.